This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We're continuing our conversations with the candidates for Michigan Supreme Court. Joined now by candidate Sheila Johnson, who's currently a judge with the 46th District Court serving the city of Southfield. She has been on the bench for 10 years, and she was the first African-American ever to be elected in that jurisdiction. Judge, welcome to Stateside. Start out, if you will, by telling us, what is your personal view of the role of a state Supreme Court justice?
Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and your listeners.
Tell us, what is your personal view of the role of a state Supreme Court justice?
Well, there's several roles. The role that most people know is that, you know, the court is the final arbiter of all of the way the law is applied in the state of Michigan. So those decisions are generally final decisions on the way the law is and how it evolves and how it should be applied. And so that those decisions trickle down to all of the lower courts, which must follow. And so primarily most people think of the Supreme Court justices of ruling on cases, reviewing cases that have come from lower courts, and then making sure that justice is fairly applied and that the law has evolved in the way that it should be evolved and that it's followed in the way that it's written. But the Supreme Court also has an administrative function. And so the court really governs all of the lower courts. It's in charge of making sure that cases are processed in a fair and orderly manner. And certainly it has a lot to do with the access of to justice for everyone, because they really are oversee the implementation of the Michigan court rules. And so we have a unique opportunity as justices to touch people's access to justice on many levels, including making sure that the rules that we go by are easily understandable and accessible to not just the lawyers, but to the regular common people who may not have legal representation. Mm-hmm. So it's a really big job.
What role do you think that the judiciary should play in political issues in Michigan?
Well, technically none. The judiciary is supposed to be that one branch of government that's supposed to be above any politicalization involved in cases. We're simply supposed to apply the law that the legislators wrote and to analyze and develop the common law and try to apply it as it has developed over the years. And it's unfortunate that the way we select our Supreme Court justices has really put a little bit of a blemish on that unbiased nature and the separation from what people expect between the branches of government.
And by that, you mean the fact you have to raise money to run and be backed by a party?
And backed by a political party. Mm-hmm. And it really gives the appearance that there's an impropriety, that the decisions of the justices are going to be affected by the special interests that support those candidates and by the special interests that are connected with the parties that nominate the judges. And it's really unfortunate when we've seen, historically, lawyers and commentators view the current Supreme Court as being biased and more one-sided in their decisions, more towards corporate interests rather than towards the center, dealing justice, you know, in a fair and equitable manner for regular, ordinary people across the board. And it's very unfortunate that we have such a reputation, simply probably because of the associations for the political parties that nominate the justices in the first place.
What would you like to see the system be?
Well, unfortunately, we do have to live within the confines of the system that we have, and it's not much that the courts or the judges can do to change it. It's really a legislative function, and the legislature has put the nomination of our justices in this partisan system because I guess that's what they knew best. But what I would like to see is it removed totally from that system. I still believe in the people's right to elect anyone who represents them, including the judiciary. But I think that it would be well suited to have it in a truly nonpartisan manner and not in the manner that we choose now, where it's nominated by political party, funded mostly by political parties, and then placed on the nonpartisan ballot so that people really don't have the transparency to even understand the philosophical basis for which these judges subscribe to. They have no information. So I would just hope that we could put it back into the total nonpartisan system where our local judges are elected, where they fund their own campaigns. There's really no special interest involved, so to speak. They plead their case to the public and then let the public still choose. I think that we would all be better served if we could get the most important court out of the partisan system.
Judge Johnson, what is your view of future Supreme Courts overruling past high court decisions?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of that that historically commentators have said have occurred with our current Supreme Court. And I really don't think that we should be in the business of, once we get elected, overruling precedent immediately. I don't think that really does interfere with the predictability and the stability of the law, which is what stare decisis and that term means, of following the law as it evolved and not changing it just because you don't like the decision or you have a different philosophy, and even not changing it if it was wrongly decided. I think that we have to step higher and look at a higher standard when we're going to make some changes. And I think that the problem with our current court is that case law that's been standard case law for years is suddenly overturned without any predictable reason for doing it. And usually it's a largely unexplained departure. So I think if we're going to make a change to the system, we should be careful. Standards that I would probably look at if we were having to make a change would be to make sure to see whether or not this rule would be intolerable anymore because it just defies practical workability. I think if we have to look at such that whether or not it would cause a hardship or an inequity by relying on the rule, whether or not if we uphold it, it would be a serious detriment and prejudicial to our public interest somehow. And again, whether or not it was really an abrupt, unexplained departure from precedent that really had no real basis, such as a constitutional basis. But I totally disagree with just overruling cases because we don't like them or simply because we think that they're wrongly decided.
And finally, Judge Johnson, let's get past the election, look ahead. What do you see as the biggest challenge the Michigan Supreme Court faces?
Well, budget issues are always an issue now. You know, every court has had to streamline services, and the Supreme Court is overseeing the numerous courts across our state. As resources are more limited, we still have to deliver justice fairly and swiftly in the face of these diminishing resources. So I think that as far as budget concerns, that's going to be an issue we're going to have to continue to address. We're going to have to implement, you know, cost-saving collaboration, perhaps have more concurrent jurisdiction plans among different courts that have different various jurisdictions so that one or two judges can, you know, oversee a variety of types of things and therefore cut down on the need to have a number of judges in a particular area. I think we're going to have to see some courts and judges cut. I think that we can also reserve some costs by implementing better technology. We need to move more into the 21st century here and get more statewide technological advances put in place where we can all see what's going on in courts. Courts can have access to what's going on at the north and the south end, and so that would facilitate these concurrent plans easily. And, of course, we can make things easier for our citizens by having more cost-saving measures such as online filing, the online payment of bills, and hopefully people will be easier. It'll be easier to pay for tickets and increase revenues that way and decrease the number of people needed to process these kind of payments. But there are a lot of things that I think that we'll probably be facing, such as making changes to the indigent defense system. It doesn't serve people well when they don't have adequate counsel who are adequately prepared and trained. So there are a number of issues that I see down the road that we as Supreme Court justices will have a significant impact on as we guide our court system into the future.
Judge Sheila Johnson, candidate for the Michigan Supreme Court, thank you for talking with us today on Stateside.
I appreciate the opportunity.